94KFW Mobile.
For NXY, good morning.
David, how's that cup of coffee?
Real good. Matter of fact, I'm on my second cup.
Got up early today.
I got where I go to bed real early, and I get up about 2:30 in the morning, and ain't a whole lot to do. Just watch a little TV, mostly.
There's not much on at 2:30.
Flip around the channels and the streaming services, and it was an old song years ago, 57 channels and nothing on.
And they had the test patterns on at night, right?
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, much after 11, 12 o'clock at night, that was all you saw, and all you had was three networks.
What local news comes on, what, 4:30?
Down here, it kicks in about 4:30, channel 4 and 7 and 13 and 21. That's the ones I pick up, and kind of watching 21 right now. They kind of go more in-depth on the local stuff than some of the rest of them.
This morning is stuck on the hurricane.
It is going to probably brush North Carolina somewhat, and maybe cause a little issue along the coast of South Carolina. Just hopefully it'll stay far enough offshore that it won't do a whole lot of damage.
And I know we were on the Outer Banks last year, and the water's right there at some of those houses.
Looking at a video, and looks like a lot of those houses are right on the beach itself, and much comes in there that even though they're way up on them poles, it ain't gonna be a good day.
We stayed at about half of them out there on the beach are all condemned.
Wouldn't doubt it one little bit, but it was our wedding anniversary last week, and we went up to, there's a fairly nice hotel right there at, right near Chimney Rock, and, Chimney Rock is kind of trying to come back. They got a couple of restaurants going, and a couple of the stores have been rebuilt, and I was glad to see that, because right after last year's storm, the place was flattened, but the old hotel we stayed in, it's called the 1927 Inn, I think, and that must be one really sturdy building, because it's been through a lot, and it still looked pretty good. We had a good trip.
Congratulations on the anniversary. Yeah, we were up there in Chimney Rock right before that storm hit.
Go up there now, you'll come down through there. It just carved out a whole new river, and the water, they took the water level way down, and Lake Lure ain't a lake no more. There's a lot of green grass over there, and they're running truckload after truckload of dirt out of there, but they're hoping to have it back to normal next year, and I'd love to see it.
It was a beautiful area for sure.
A few years back, we took the little pontoon tour, out over Lake Lure, and they give you a little history lesson and all that. Anyway, I've been babbling for a little while, and some of the other guys might be out there, so I'm gonna sit back for a minute. Enjoyed it. Hey, you be careful out there on the wheels, and I'll catch you in a few more minutes, baby. KF4NXY.
Great, David. Good to hear you, and hope your day goes well. KN4TFW.
4, ZLE. Good morning, guys. I'm on a different mobile radio this morning. Hope you can hear me pretty good.
Definitely sounding pretty good. KN4 TFW.
ICOM 2100 out of the house and put it in my car that I bought a new Yaesu. I think it's a, I forget what model it is. It's that newer one that's supposed to be able to do 85 watts and made a base station out of it. But this thing seems to be doing good in the car, plus I tuned the antenna a little bit better.
Over here in Greer, KN4 TFW. Is the missus riding with you?
She'll be back in the morning. This is my first day back. That's we overlapped like 2 days. So, but yeah.
Doing better now.
Down in the hole. I was actually talking to you. Still on the lake. You have to wait till I'm on the interstate.
It's coming in good. You down there about where my son lives, down there off exit 14.
I'm near the Hatton Ford boat ramp. We got off at exit 11. But yeah, we're probably maybe a mile from Hatton Ford boat ramp. ZLE, yeah, I bought that Yaesu. I think it's a 3185. It's one of the newer models that should come out. That's what I've been using to check in on the nets at night at the house. Things working good.
2 meters set up at the house. It's the only 2 meter radio I got. It's a ICOM 2730.
The ICOM 3021T, I think it is. Bought that radio new back in Orfire and EMS and used it for that. Then recently converted it over to ham radio. Bought the software and cable and everything for it. And that's a real thing. Gets out really good, especially at just 5 watts.
One of them Anytones. I don't remember what the number is, but it's Anytone HT, but it works real good. Going in a bad spot. Electronic sign, billboard, it just breaks the squelch on both VFOs.
It is luckily around here, I don't have too much to mess with anything for the most part. And that little 25 watt mobile in here before, and I had some places that would mess with it, but so far this ICOM doesn't seem to be messing with anything, or nothing messing with it as much. The, it's got a lot better receiver and all that in, better filters in it. Makes a difference, so.
From my HD in the truck, I got an adapter to hook up to an external antenna because, man, you're not going to get an HD to work inside the vehicle, or at least I can't.
When I first got into ham, that's what I was doing. I had a little bio thing that I had the adapter and all that stuff for. It worked okay. I mean, you know, it was a good start out. But now I've got my ICOM back out. Matter of fact, this ICOM, I've done the same thing with it. I used it for fire and EMS back years ago and then have converted it over to ham.
I got a HF rig at the house. It's a Yaesu 450D.
Get an HF set up myself. I'm going to go hopefully here for too much longer and try to upgrade mine to general. Then a wifey boo, she's going to go get hers, her technician. So hopefully she'll be talking more. We just got to get the schedule worked out or we'll go do the test.
That'd be great here on the radio and for you to get onto the HF.
He's on me about getting it to Brandon, Georgia. Worked EMS with me, and he's a nurse now down in Georgia. But yeah, he's been on me about getting it done.
Well, in a good little while, I think I ain't probably fired it up in about a year. I don't know why, I guess life's just getting in the way.
I understand that. Yeah, it seems like every time you want to try to do something recreational, something work, or something else comes up, it never fails.
Weekends, you know, so I'd get on the weekend mornings for a little bit while I was waiting for the grass to dry or something like that, but she just works during the week now.
Dog on every other weekend thing, but I've been there long enough now where I'm going to try to talk to the higher up and just see if maybe I can wiggle that around a little bit, because some other folks has been there, you know, not quite as long as I have managed to work it around a little bit, so I'm going to talk to them, see what I can do.
CEF mobile.
driving a truck. KN4 TSW.
KQ4 ZLE.
Yeah, Ken, you're right. I'm driving a truck this morning, so the wife's like, told me I had to drive it, and I figured I'd go ahead. At least I get some time on the radio. I still gotta throw something in the lease car, that way I can start talking on the radio in the morning instead of being MIA whenever, until I'm driving the truck.
Quiet this week so far.
Yeah, a little slim on the morning crew some morning, so that's why I gotta get the radio put back in the car. Can't be losing our morning slot.
Lay down from what it was, right? KN4 TFW.
I gotta put up my goofy self. KQ4 ZLE.
There you
go. Hey, the more we get on, the better it is. I think there used to be, boy, I'm trying to think when I first started, Ken, man, who all was on, because it was you, Ed, and what, Mike, and, oh, Lord, I can't remember now. So, I mean, it wasn't a ton, but still, you had a pretty steady morning crew back then whenever I started getting on the radio.
Listen, Jim.
Might have something to listen to in the morning when they're drinking their coffee.
Probably sleeping. Patrick, he's probably sleeping too, right?
None, I would if I could.
That's right.
We avoided one hurricane, but we might have one or two that's taking aim now.
A few weeks out.
Worried I was going to have to take a trip down to the beach and go get the camera.
He's probably taking a beat. I mean, when I was there, I mean, the part of the island there on the Outer Banks ain't but a couple hundred yards wide.
Waves are up 8 to 10 feet with that there, the little island like that.
As your rip currents and stuff's gonna get pretty wild with ain't already.
Currents are real bad. I don't remember, my wife would tell me they had like 70 something rescues just in Myrtle Beach. People get pulled out in rip currents and they'll have to go after them. But we were looking at the stream of the beach where we keep our camper at, and there were still people out in the water.
Morning, there was a double red flag, and they said couldn't be in the water at all unless you had at least a 5-foot board.
Hard-headed, they don't need warnings for anything. EMS, it hard-headed kept me in a job. Well, I was hard-headed too in some cases, but you know how it goes.
Restaurant where the wife works, the coffee maker caught on fire the other day, and fire department showed up. You had to evacuate the restaurant, and you had people that just wouldn't leave.
Here. Yeah, it's never seems to amaze me. Even working in the emergency room now, it just... Still, you get a different surprise every day.
I was in the emergency room for just the 5 years, 3-5 years I was on the ambulance. I mean, that was absolutely crazy. I could just, the place where everybody's going after all that's got to be ridiculous.
You were at EMS too. I spent 25 years, well, right at almost 25 years as a paramedic, then 18 years as a firefighter. That's pretty cool.
For about 5 years, maybe a little bit longer, but when I started BMW, I just couldn't manage the time between the two, because too much going on, couldn't come home, go to bed, and then turn around, try to get up and go do something with the fire department. It was just too much. So, but man, I just love riding ambulance. I never got my EMT or anything. I was just a first responder, but I would drive it or sometimes be in the back and helping out. But, yeah, you see some pretty crazy stuff out there.
Well, I always appreciated my EMT and first responder help, because it was always a big help to us. But yeah, I spent way too many years on it. That's the problem. But I worked most of my career with Pilsner EMS, but I also worked with Greenville County, Lawrence County, and then I worked with the hospital systems ambulance service earlier, like in the early 2000s. But yeah, then got off of that, then went to, in the ER now with the wifey boo. She's a registered nurse there.
Yeah.
And busier with everybody moving in. The population out at Greenville Hospital, well, all of them really, oh, I bet you 10 or 12 years ago, kick you for Zilly Friday.
Spurs definitely got a lot of people coming in. It's just more and more. New neighborhoods popping up all the time. Well, gentlemen, I'm getting off of my exit, so I'm going to have to squeeze on in this parking lot. I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all be safe this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you maybe tomorrow morning, but we'll see. I got to work on getting that radio in the car. Okay.
You have an awesome hump day, and I'll catch you later. KN4TFW.
Be safe, Andrew. I'll catch you later, man. KQ4ZLE.
We're out here trying to get somebody killed. Doing like 61 in the left lane, and then finally, after a bunch of them flashed him, then he tries to get over and almost come over on somebody, and then he drives for the right lane, waits till I'm right beside him.
Why it's so hard for people to understand what the left lane is for, and it's got nothing to do with the speed limit.
Like this pickup truck, he's doing 80 in the center lane, you know, passing everybody and that. It's like, man, it's just asking for an issue.
Or from ZLE. Does anybody, you know, or are you going to the Shelby Ham Fest weekend after next? I'm trying to. I'm hoping to get to go.
I ain't got the funds to get anything right now. The daughter looks like she's going to have to move here in the next month or so. Might have to help them out financially. We just got to wait and see.
I understand that. I got four kiddos myself, and they're all four busting their tails. I got one, him and his wife both are in the military out in Fort Bliss, Texas, in the Army. And the other three with their spouses, they're busting their tails.
She's at work hard, and then stepdaughter that doesn't want to do anything, wants to be a stay-at-home mom, just a hair from living under a bridge. Then they got another one that tries to just, you know, do stuff online all the time, and that just barely squeaking by.
The wife's brother, my brother-in-law, he's kind of trying to do that too, and it ain't working for, you know, he's just, I don't know. But yeah, I get it. I know what you mean. You want to see them do more. But sometimes you just got to step back and let them do what they're going to do.
Daughter lives in Kentucky in the middle of nowhere, you know, and the rent was like $600 a month. Now it's $700, but they're turning the mobile home park into an RV place. Somebody else bought it, so everybody's got to move. Now the next best thing, about $1,300 a month. It's like, man, if you're barely making it at $713, it's going to be tough. But I don't know, future son-in-law, baby daddy, or whatever, he's not as reliable as a flat tire. He's about worked everywhere in that little town, so it might be better to just move to a different town and start over again.
I grew up in a small, not really a town, just rural area. A lot of people don't realize, especially in small towns, you know, your reputation ain't hard to ruin. You know, especially like places of business and work and stuff like that. And once it gets around, you more or less have to leave it to find something different. And hope you don't do the same where you go.
Where he's at now, he's got a company truck and that, but if he moves to where they're looking at, it'll be like an hour away. I just don't know how reliable he is to get there on time, you know, from an hour away.
Sam, I know what you mean. Just the generation, man, it just blows my mind. You know, just, I don't know, I hate to say, you know, laziness and entitlements. It just gets me.
Entitlement.
Daddy, and I'm sure you tried to, that instilled work ethic and would put a boot in my butt if I didn't get up and do what needed to be done.
Yeah, I mean, I've worked since I was, you know, 16. I mean, getting up every morning and just going in and doing the best you can. I just can't see it with these people nowadays. You're barely squeaking by and you don't want to do anything.
Mediocre jobs or these little fast food jobs and expect to be paid a, quote, livable wage. And I'm sorry, but, you know, fast food and stuff like that, that's not meant to be a livable wage. That is to get you through high school or maybe even, you know, college or until you can get something better or whatever. But, yeah.
GFW, yeah, or an older person just trying to make a few extra bucks to supplement Social Security.
Exactly, and it's a shame that they have to do that. We get these one of these younger ones that'll come in. You know, I've been at the hospital for almost 10 years since I come off the ambulance. And these newer ones that'll come in with no experience, you know, just barely got a little bit of certification in their pockets, screaming and crying, you know, demanding this and demanding that. It ain't fair for this one to do that. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, you know, the one you're complaining about's been here for many years and you're just not getting in the door. I said, you know, I'm like, you know, you need to start at the beginning and work your way up like everybody else has.
The daughter hadn't worked enough in her life. She's 40. To even qualify for Social Security, you got to work at least 10 years.
I wonder what in the world they're going to do when, you know, the time comes for them, when they can't work, get older or whatever. They're going to be out of luck. You can't get them to understand that. You know, so many of these people want the government to take care of them. That burns me, too.
The government to keep you up and, you know, come up with any excuse why you can't work. You know, she had a wreck when the granddaughter was just a little baby, and that she hasn't worked, she hasn't drove since, and that's been like 7 years.
Understand what the government provides. The government can take away, and then once they got you hooked, they can control you. That's just, you know, the bigger picture they don't look at.
4 years, and I'm going to go ahead and retire. I could do it now, but I need to make sure I can make it after I retire.
I'm going to hang in the medical field maybe another year. I'm going to start looking around for something so I can get out of it. I'm just, you know, it's getting so much busier, so much more hectic, and just more and more and more. So I think I'm going to try to figure out something not in the medical field here for too much longer.
Worst thing ever, and I started looking for something else and found this one. It's like, man, it's the best thing I ever did. This one's a real low stress.
Good. I'm glad you found that. I've been praying about it and, you know, asking the good Lord to, you know, kind of help guide me, kind of show me, or, you know, help me figure out what to do.
It was tough thinking about looking for a job at 60.
Teachers that don't like change, that's for sure. And I've, you know, been in, you know, when you've been in something particular field for so long, it makes it even harder. But, yeah, I might do something.
At the gate inside, so I'm going to say 7-3. I hope you have a safe, quick day. And tell Miss Angela we said hey. And maybe I'll catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.
Hope you have a good day, too. Be safe out there. Good talking with you, as always. And I will catch you guys more than likely in the morning. KQ4ZLE.